In this audio reading, we first heard Excelsior with the song Gold Runs, and she recommended everybody to go to the Lucrecia Dalt show, which is actually in an hour at 2:30 on the Gloria stage. Thank you so much, Anna, for this greeting.
And then we have another track. It's by an artist coming tonight. That's Philly Munkasi, and it's Delala Naxinga. Feel Philly Munkasi here, warm up our little bit tired bodies, our little bit cold festival bodies. Philly Munkasi is from South Africa. They are on the Nyigi Nyigi label. It's the third band, as I counted on, that's been played here at Roskilde, bringing good vibes and party vibes. And it's happening tonight. It's 1:30 at Gloria Stage. Together in our little lake team, we have been jogging our memories from yesterday. What we've seen, what have been great. Our technician Rasmus will recommend Blur. It's a story that includes a lot of beer, but I have to give him credit. It wasn't blurry. He remembers everything. So Blur was great on the big stage. I saw Liraz from Iran, which played a fabulous concert, and we are also going to hear some recommendations from some of our fellow Lakers, and let's see who we can get to the table. I think the first recommendation from yesterday's program from our fellow Lakers is Henrik, who's now coming on. He's going to talk a little bit about his experience.
So I went to a concert. First I went to Rosalía, and that was extremely packed with people. And I was not in the middle, but sort of close to the center, front of stage. And I just like claw my way out of thousands of people. And then I made it all the way up to Gaia, the Gaia stage. And it was completely empty because everyone was either at Rosalía or at Blur, at the orange stage. Except for maybe 20 people. And the day before, or some hours before, William had joked that I would be in the front of the audience for this concert, for the Wulu concert. And I actually ended up in the front of the concert. And this was basically me getting back to my sort of experience of going to Roskilde back in the 90s, where you would listen to bands playing, you know, really hard, heavy guitars and noisy punk metal stuff, but with rap on top. And it was basically sort of this vibe of, you know, young Henrik being in a really, really rowdy situation and with like really high energy and like just a very good sort of cleansing, noisy experience.
Oh, it sounds so nice. Did it live? So it lived up to your expectations?
It actually did. I think I said something yesterday that it was the sort of the Public Enemy and Rage Against the Machine and sort of the whole promise of, you know, rock and rap at the same time, but brought into the 2020s. So that was like it was definitely a very good last concert for me yesterday.
And then we've got also we have another recommendation for yesterday's great program. And Asta, what did you see and hear?
Yeah, well, I was supposed to go for Get to Kumbé at the Apollo stage, but as the line was huge, I gave up. And then, actually, luckily, I popped into the concert with Auntie Razor at Gloria. Auntie Razor is a Nigerian rapper from the label Nyege Nyege Tapes. And I was lucky to be there when she got on stage. And I don't remember when I last saw an artist take the room so fast. She was just like, let's do this. And then she jumped down between the crowd and just ran around, and people were just totally into it and singing along, and she got the crowd to do all sorts of things. And like, for example, at one point she said put your motherfucking phones in the air, and to put a light on.
Yeah.
And I heard some people say, I got no more juice on my phone. Yeah, but she was so it was just a really energetic show. Mm. And she was rapping extremely fast, and just, yeah, I don't know exactly but some kind of just really hardcore, really nice. It just filled me up with energy.
Yeah. It sounds like a very nice party.
It was.
Thank you so much, Esther.
You're welcome.
That's it for our recommendations. And I would like to move on, because I actually had the pleasure of meeting up with the singer, Melody Rasal. And she played Thursday at a very packed Gloria stage. And it was this very special concert, I think. It has this very intense energy, and she had a really, really great connection with the crowd. And you could, she was very powerful also in the sense that she was very vocal about her support to the situation in Iran, and she was reminding us all to keep fighting for freedom in Iran. So I met up with Melody yesterday, and we had a chat about music and different stuff. Let's hear it.
My name is Melody Grasal. I performed here at Roskilde Festival at the Gloria stage.
Yes, and you did this amazing show that everybody at the lake who was there, we were very, very touched by it.
Thank you.
How was it for you to perform?
I felt extremely lucky and humbled and like so grateful that so many people came. First of all, it was like packed and very hot, and it became a little microcosmos thing for me. And I was able to enjoy it, which I was really glad I could, that I was present and I could feel the moment. And it was so hectic before with the sound and everything, as I've heard it is at festivals. I've just never experienced it like this. No time for line check, no time for anything. So I was worried that I was gonna, you know, be in my head or... But it was just a lot about togetherness in that room, which I truly felt. So I was very excited afterwards.
Making this Roskilde festival show, was there anything that you thought, this is very important for me to do?
Yeah, I thought it was very important for me to do it all. I kind of wanted to include... I had like an intro sequence thing with some speak. It was my mother's voice and me, and we were talking abstractly about like suppression and fleeing your motherland and music being banned and music as a connecting force and stuff like this. I wanted it to become like a little world in a way where you knew like this is what is the baseline here. So that was like important for me also to have the Xinjiang Azadi written in the back. I needed to just do a shout out to the movement also and talk about it, and yeah, that was the most important thing. And then other than that, I just really, really wanted to have fun, so I'm happy that I could.
Have you somehow felt like you've been part of some sort of movement with your music?
So I made a song called Fuck the System, which was initially most like it was about fuck the system that minoritizes me, but also fuck the system that got us here, like the system in a wider sense in a way. But then the uprisings began in September last year, and then the song was released in February, I think, and then it of course kind of got connected to the more like concrete fight for freedom that was happening right there. It's just been like in demonstrations and stuff in Copenhagen. I've been playing it, and in that sense it has kind of been taken in, and I've seen a lot of like people at my parents' age in these demonstrations being like with the finger up and listening to the song and singing Fuck the System and thinking very specifically about the regime in Iran. But
So in a way, because I kind of felt like you could feel it yesterday when that song, when you played that song, the fingers were up even before you have asked people to do it, because it kind of felt like people already knew that here's an anthem that is something that people connect with and are engaged in. So that was a really beautiful moment. Yeah. So the music that you presented at Roskilde, what sparked the process of like creating this music? Did you have like certain inspirations or...
Well, recently, a lot of the newer songs that I played, they have been made during the last like 6 months where I've been doing my bachelor at the Rhythmic Music Conservatory, where I had to make new songs. And my inspiration for that has been a lot of like Eurodance. Like I've been in my childhood room, kind of, listening to Eurodance, like... and soap and Britney Spears and Eurodance things. And then in the living room, some like Gugush or Nusha Fahin has been playing, and I've been like kind of into trance and trance in the double way.
Just to get your picture, you were imagining yourself sitting in your childhood home and then being in the sound of those different rooms. Why do you feel like going back to that space?
Because that's where the initial musical spark or whatever you would want to call it. That's where it originates. And also there's a lot to explore from there. And also I think that, you know, like musical taste is all about what you've been listening to in your childhood home. I feel like you can always expand, but like what you really feel connected to is just so arbitrary. It's just what's been playing in the house, right?
Yeah.
Like, and yeah, and that's just what speaks to my heart in a way, so that's what I want to make.
If it's okay with you, I'm jumping back to the concert, because you had a very special surprise. Could you tell a little bit about, yeah, how your collaboration with Burhan, why did that happen and how did that happen?
Burhan wrote me some months ago on Instagram that he had been listening to this song that I have released last year called Motivational Quote, and that he enjoyed it a lot. And I was like, hello, I am a big fan. And he's like, I just think that he means a lot to like me and my mom. And like, he was the first like non-white commercial success in Denmark. He and Outlandish, so they kind of mean a lot, because they were like accepted by like the broader Danish like audience, but being not Danish or like having another ethnicity.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I'm just like, I was very happy that he wrote me, and I just asked him if he wanted to go to the studio, and he was like, yeah, maybe you have something that I can sing on. And I was like, I do now. And then yeah, we just did this song, and he's just very supportive, and I just feel like we connect a lot, actually, just in terms of who we like personally, kind of.
You could for sure see that on the stage yesterday as well, that you had a really nice chemistry. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you very much. Yeah, thank you so much to Melody Casal, and I think that we should hear her track "Fuck the System."
In his hand, puts that disappointment on the offspring. Lately, searching up and down my old street. Lately, don't know how to spend a night alone. Lately, trying to get to know myself. I need a satellite dish to know myself. Fuck the system very much. Fuck the system.
Searching for my family. Fuck the system.
Thank you to Melody Gasal for that very motivating interview. It's great to hear how music transcends borders and cultures, and I think she embodies that. And it's also something we've seen at Roskilde Festival this year, I think. We have some recommendations now for today's lineup. We've got the Iranian Temp Illusion, which we heard yesterday live on Lake Daily. And they're playing today at Gloria at 10:15. Then we have Fulu Mitsiki from DRC, Congo. And that is at EA stage at 1 o'clock. That means it's happening right now. They've got a fantastic lineup where they use a lot of trash materials to build the costumes and possibly the instruments too, I think.
Also the instruments.
So that's going to be... somebody's having a great experience watching Fulu Mitsiki right now. If you need to restore your belief in humanity, I think Waste Blood is for you. It's at 4 o'clock at Avalon. And that's kind of vocal work in the tradition of Joni Mitchell and folk. And it's just very human and warm. Lastly, we have a recommendation for Charlotte Adigiri and Bolis Poupoul from Belgium. And that's an electro-creative anti-patriarchy party. So that's 10 o'clock at EA stage.
Actually, I would like to squeeze the very last recommendation in, because tonight at 9 o'clock at the platform stage, you can experience Clarissa Cornelis' canon performance. And she actually already did this performance 2 times previous on the festival. And I was there yesterday and saw it, and it was such a soothing, warm and calm experience. She will bring this group of women, and they are standing most of the time in a circle singing together and doing these kind of ritual dances or movements, and it kind of has this very warm folklore vibe to it. And I actually met Clarissa briefly yesterday, and we had a talk about this project, and she said that she is trying to explore the theme of community within this project. And I think that platform is a really nice stage to experience this community feeling or communal feeling, because this stage, you can sit as an audience all around the performance. So this feeling of being in a circle together is very much stated in this performance. And a little reveal, so close your ears if you don't want to hear it, but the show will end up with a good old communal singing together, and that is also why I would definitely recommend you to come to platform at 9 o'clock and be together with other people and see this performance.
And we're going to hear Chuck.
Oh yeah.
Hills are crying.
Yeah.
The hills are crying. The hills are crying. Ring out your name. Ring out your name. Ring out your name.
We heard Clarissa Connolly here, and we're going to have a little dialogue here between us Lakers about community. Community is one of the important themes of the festival. I think community is something we see demonstrated in a lot of the musical performances. Community is maybe something that it's easier to experience than to describe, but we'll try to have a conversation about it with me, Luis, Henrik and Esther. And should we start talking about maybe our musical experiences and the community?
Yeah, I could start because I think that this actually this performance with Clarissa Connolly and her thoughts on the communal aspects got me to think about like this special I mean, being at Roskilde, I think that one of the things that feels really communal here is that you kind of have this very like heartfelt experiences, because this way that we all the time like transfer energies to each other. And for example, when I was sitting to when I was standing to the Melody Casal concert, Ingrid was like almost crying next to me, and I started to cry just because I felt it all so strongly, and I could feel like how Melody felt the vibes from the audience, and she gave it back. And I think like to have those kind of experiences together, being in the same space, I mean, it's a cliche, but I think that's important for a communal feeling. Yeah,
maybe I can continue on that. And I think that that power, like that affective power of music, is actually why it is super important that music programs like Roskilde's and like what we're doing at the Lake is not just representative, but like being very diverse, that you have a lot of different emotions and a lot of different sort of identities that you can reflect either like in yourself or with other people that you, because it's political, that the way that we use music is basically how part of how we build who we are as human beings. So I think that is a power that shouldn't be handled lightly, so to speak. And I think that's why it's so important to go to places like Roskilde, where you can sort of, you can experience so many aspects of what it means to be human from like all over the planet, and sort of almost like redesign yourself a little bit by like listening to something, experiencing with people that you might not even know, but you know you're having the same experience, and that sort of you have all these sort of microcosm community, sort of you have a small group of friends that you might sort of identify with, but you also see yourself as part of a bigger picture. I think that that is sort of like a bit transformative of a part of going to a festival like this.
I think also that Roskilde this year, I've had a little bit of a gap in my Roskilde experience. It's been a few years since I've been here. And I think that the programming had been really diverse and very inclusive. It's been a great tour of like many sort of styles, genres, all kinds of people. A huge variation. And I think I agree with you, Henrik. I feel like for a moment I felt, no, you know, I went to the Carpe concert and there was a couple of sort of dudes also shedding a little tear in front of me, and I was like quite touched, and I enjoyed. I could sort of tap into this sort of Norwegian community for a moment and feel a lot of excitement and emotion from them. And
yeah, I also became a little bit Norwegian by going to that concert.
And then shortly after, we became a little bit Iranian, I think, at least I did, when I went to the Liraz concert, and also the Temp Illusion that we have here tonight might be some of the same. It's a troubled country, and there's a struggle going on. And for a moment, we remember that and we feel that.
I totally agree with you on these topics, and I think I don't know if it's a new thing, but it seems like people take more care of each other this year, or at least the last couple of years. It's really It seems like there is more space for everyone, and it's all that also it's all right to be on the festival in different ways. It's not you don't have to get really drunk every night. You can be straight and or like clean and go to and have a great festival, and nobody thinks it's weird. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I felt it. It was not that intense as it sometimes is.
Yeah. And also, Louise, we were talking about the other day, like how crazy it is to think about how much trust this festival is built on. Like everybody trusts each other, and that everyone wants the best to each other. Yeah. Mm.
Also, there's a number of festivals that are very commercial, and I think Roskilde, in this way, having like 30,000 volunteers, is like really bringing something else to the table in that respect as well. It's 50 years of more than 50 years of work. It's like a huge effort in that respect, and I think it gives it something. It gives it a lot of values of community and respect and care as well. And I agree. I feel like this. Being a little bit more diverse and being a bit more caring is hopefully a way forward here. I feel like it's coming on. It's a process.
Maybe to end up, we can talk a little bit very shortly about like our experience as a lake community, because we are a community radio built by a community of people building it. And I think just showing up here, a group of people setting up our little outdoor studio and experiencing this together has also been a part of my sort of why this festival has been like really really nice and interesting to experience it with you guys as well.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. Yeah, and we'll be back next year.
Yes.
With covering you with the live festival radio, covering all the hidden parts of the program, but also the headliners we think should be mentioned.
Yeah.
And loads of good music. Yeah.
And remember, when you get the Roskilde Blues tomorrow, you can always go and find the radio shows that we did here on Roskilde as podcasts everywhere where you listen to your podcasts. So I think, should we wrap up for this year?
We're wrapping up for this year, our final talk.
And thank you so much.
Final program. We have also a Spotify playlist that you can go and find through the Lake Radio. Mm. And in the show notes, there's some information about our podcast here from Lake Daily. So a big thank you to all the Lakers and our small gang here at the festival. And thank you to Roskilde Festival for existing.
Hiç deşit edildiği bir hikaye. Thank you. gözlerinde çizgilenecek sevdamızın yarını alın yazısı. O gözlerinde çizgilenecek bebeğimin yarını alın yazısı. Gözlerini gözünde çakan şafağın kızılın daimi silah sesleriyle halaya doğru beyaz gelinlik giydireceğiz kendi ellerimizle vefalı yâre. Beyaz gelinlik giydireceğiz kendi ellerimizle cennet vatana.
Check you out, let me go on, like I blister in the sun, let me go on, big hands, I know you're the one, body and beats, I stain my sheets, I don't even know why, my girlfriend, she's at the end, she is starting to cry, let me go on, while I blister in the sun, let me go on. Big hands, I know you're the one. Don't even know why. My girlfriend, she's at the end, and she is starting to cry. When I'm walking, I drop my stuff. I'm so strong now. High as a kite, I just might stop to check you out. Let me go on, like I blister in the sun. Let me go on. Big hands, I know you're the one.
Okay, next up we have Regina Prestige.
Okay.
Panic on the streets of London. Panic on the streets of Birmingham. I wonder to myself, could life ever be sane again? The leak-side streets that you slip down, I wonder to myself. Hopes may rise on the grass field, but honey pie, you're not safe here, so you run down to the safety of the town. But there's panic on the streets of Carlisle, Dublin, Dundee, Humberside. I wonder to myself. Burn down the disco, hang the blessed DJ, because the music that they constantly play, it says nothing to me about my life. Hang the the blessed DJ, because the music that they constantly play on the lead side streets that you slip down, provincial town to drug rock. Hang the DJ, 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 DJ, hang the 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 DJ. Hang the DJ, hang the DJ, hang the DJ, hang the DJ, hang the DJ.
Okay, next up we have Ellie with the Cardigans.
Hi, hello. Sit, good dog. Stay, bad dog. Woo. Down, roll over. Well, here's a good man and a pretty young girl trying to play together somehow. Wasting my life and you're changing the world. I get drunk and watch your head grow. It's the good times that we shared and the bad times that we'll have. It's the good times and the bad times that we have. Well, it's been a long, slow collision. I'm a pit bull, you're a dog. Baby, you're foul in clear conditions, but you're handsome in the fog. So I need some fine wine, and you need to be nicer. For the good times and the bad times that we'll have. Let me talk over dinner like old friends, till I go and kill the bottle. I go off over any old thing, break your heart and raise a glass or ten to the good times that we shared and the bad times that we'll have. To the good times and the bad times that we've had. Well, it's been a long, slow collision. I'm a pit bull, you're a dog. Baby, you're foul in clear conditions, but you're handsome in the fog. So I need some fine wine, and you need to be nicer. For the good times and the bad times we know will come, I need some fine wine, and you need to be nicer. We need to be nicer. You and me. For the good times, bad times that we had. Sit. Good times, bad times, sweet wine, bad wine, good talk, bad talk, laugh dark at dark. Sit.
Okay, next up we have Becca with Mannequin Pussy. Next up, we have Ollie with Elvis Presley.
I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand. Tell me why, oh why, oh why can't my dream come true? Oh why, must be peace and understanding sometime. Strong winds of promise that will blow away doubt and fear. If I can dream of a warmer sun where hope keeps shining on everyone, tell me why, oh why, oh why won't